Glory to God.
To Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Minister Riley, Reverend McMillan, my lovely wife, and my beautiful church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, as your servant stands still. Speak, Lord, as your servant listens attentively. Speak, Lord, for someone needs a word. Speak, Lord, for someone is waiting. Speak, Lord, for someone is crying. Speak, Lord, for someone is lonely.
Jesus.
Speak, Lord, for someone knows not what to do until you come. Speak, Lord. Say a word. Use me, Lord, as I submit to you. Use me any way that you see fit. Do with me what you wish.
Yes, God.
But speak a word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning is the day of Pentecost. And for those who are not aware, this is the day of Pentecost. It comes 50 days after Easter.
Mm-hmm.
It will be concluding a series that we've been preaching on what God has had me. We've been talking about between Calvary and Pentecost.
Yes.
And we have arrived at Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to bear with me as we go through this, as I do what I feel that God has guided me to do. And this is for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Might be me. It's for someone. If you would turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Acts, and I want you to go to chapter 2. We've had read for your hearing chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. I want you now to go to chapter 2, starting with the first verse. It reads thusly: And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost,
yes,
and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Between Calvary and Pentecost, we've defined that, and we said it's a place where you have obtained salvation and you feel that you are saved, but you don't feel like you moving at the right pace, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just get by the skin of your teeth. But you're looking to live in power. You keep calling on the Lord and waiting on the Lord and think you're doing the best you can, but it just don't seem like you're finding power. Well, the goal this morning, and I'm just going where the Lord has carried me, and I got a lot of, as I told the preachers back there, I got a lot of loosely related notes, and I'm not sure which way they're going to tie together. I already shifted pages. But the goal today and the goal for this whole series is that someone will have experience, a Pentecostal experience. That someone will feel the power of Almighty God.
Amen.
That someone has been going through something and they need a breakthrough.
Oh, yes, sir, God.
It's time for a Pentecostal experience. A Pentecostal experience is an experience where you can feel the power of the Holy Ghost when it falls on you. It's when you can experience the impossible.
All right now.
When I was going through that this morning, and God took me back, and the thought that was on my mind was this old-time religion. Back to how it used to be. And then he brought me to today, and some of the terms that we use today, and you hear the terms now in this political climate that we hear the terms transparency and and larger than life, and and I tussled with it for a minute to find out what is it that God is trying to tell me. He says old time religion, going back to the old landmark, back to the old time religion. But then he made it clear to me. He said, you see, the saints of old, like my mother, like some of your mothers, they were transparent. You could see right through them when they got on their knees and when they said that the Lord will make a way and God can, and when they prayed and when they called on the Lord, you could see right through them and you could see the glory of God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They were transparent.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
But as we progress and we get smarter and smarter and smarter, we lost our transparency, and we started becoming larger than life, and so we started occupying the space that God's supposed to have.
All right.
We start telling our children, our loved ones, what I did and what I gave you and who I am. But as the Sunday school lesson was telling today, you need to be humble and realize if you got it, God gave it to you. So you ought to be transparent.
Yes.
You ain't
nobody?
Yes, come on now.
Well,
you belong to God when you realize that all power comes from Him. All power. It's not me. It's not about me. But all power comes from Him. And when you start to realize it, and you're setting yourself up for a Pentecostal experience. It's not about me. Hallelujah. I get to going too fast. Thank you, Lord. Give me that old time religion. Used to be that the only one that was larger than life was God Almighty. Now we got these big old personalities, heads big as the world, larger than life. Hallelujah. Let me just give you a couple of words before we go through this. It's a Pentecostal Sunday. Pentecost Day. The day has fully come. If someone will be receptive, someone will get a blessing.
Oh, yes, sir, God. Hallelujah.
You see, there's two words that we need to understand. One is impossible. And the other word is improbable. You see, Webster says that impossible means it's not possible. It's unable to be. Unable to exist. Unable to happen. The doctors say there is no hope. It's impossible for them to overcome what they're going through. Impossible. It can't happen.
All right.
And then there's the word improbable. Improbable says that it's not probable. It's unlikely to be true. It's unlikely to exist. It's unlikely to happen. You see, what you need to know about calling something, when you call something impossible, is that it will remain impossible for you as long as you consider it impossible.
That's right.
It's impossible. It can't happen. And as long as something is impossible, it won't happen.
That's right.
It can't. It's impossible. You see, when you consider something impossible, you won't even consider it because you don't believe in it. But once you began to consider that something is possible,
that's right,
even if it seems improbable, but only then can you consider that it can happen. You see, there's a vast difference between impossible and improbable.
Yes.
You see, if you can get a vision of God in your mind this morning, not my God, I'm talking about your God. I don't know how big your God is. I don't know what attributes your God have. I don't know what you see when you call on Lord, when you call on God Almighty. I don't know who you see. I don't know how big your God is. I don't know what your God can do. You define what your God can do. Who do you see? My Bible tells me that without faith, it's
impossible to please him. Without faith, it's also impossible to see him. You see, when we start trying to do things with our human faith. See, human faith, if we really refine our human faith, we may get as far with our human faith as seeing improbabilities.
Right.
Okay.
Amen. See, that's if we really try with our human faith, but that's as far as we can go is improbable. Mm-hmm. It's not likely to happen, but it might.
Might.
Come on, man.
But we see when we deal with God's faith, when God gives you the gift of faith, it allows one to get and gain visions of the impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody better stay with
That's
me.
Right.
Somebody better stay because we're talking about a pentel. Costa experience. We're talking about experiencing something that can happen.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna preach myself happy this morning.
That's all right.
Sorry. Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
When the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Came upon Mary. Mary was one of those that, in this same scripture, she was there with the apostles and she was staying, waiting, just like Jesus mm-hmm. had told them to do, to wait for the power of the Holy Ghost.
And, yes.
But the same Mary, when she was a young girl, it says the angel answered and said unto Mary that, the Holy Ghost, shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. In other words, something is going to happen to you that can't happen because it's impossible for you to have a child without having had a man to mm-hmm. be with you. It is impossible.
All right now. Impossible.
But the angel said to Mary, said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. It's just a matter of who is your God. What God do you see? How many limitations does your God have?
Mm-mm.
If you got a God that's got limitations, no wonder you're going through trials and tribulations and can't have any miracles in your life because you got a limited God, because you limited to your God by your own intelligence.
Come on now. That's all right.
Improbable is, as far as I can go, that's improbable. I can't see how that could possibly happen. I've used all of my logic. I've done everything I can trying to figure it out. I can't see.
Mm.
And with an outside chance, it might happen, but it is improbable. But that is as far as I can go because I have limited my God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know about your God, but I got a God that can do all things and anything and things that I can't even imagine.
Yes.
So I don't even try anymore. I don't just go expecting God to do something. I just expect God.
All right now.
Come on now.
You see, when I start expecting what God's going to do, then I'm limiting what God can do because only I can see this far and I can see God doing this and I can see God doing that. But so I'm limiting him with my intelligence. But when I see I've got a God that I'm just expecting, I'm expecting God to come in and do something that I can't even understand.
Yes.
Can't even apprehend. Good God Almighty.
Come on.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Limiting my vision of God.
Yes,
the God that I visualize, I put limits on him and get a God that's limping instead of a God that can do all things.
Come on now, all things.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Give me that old time religion that I can have a Pentecostal experience. I can go back. I can remember my mother. She would start praying, and she would pray with us around, but you could find her late at night when she's all there by herself, and you could find her there crying and praying, and Lord, help me. And she was screaming to a Lord that she knew was there. She was praying to a God that she knew that could do anything.
All right now. Yes.
Hallelujah. I can tell you about my story here.
Yes.
I can tell you the many times that my mama would pray for the impossibility, because we didn't have money to buy food to eat, and we didn't have lights in the house, but she said that God will make a way and
make a way out of no way.
She didn't put any limits on her God. She didn't say that he's gonna make a way, because somebody's gonna come along and help us out, or somebody's gonna bring us food. She said it doesn't matter, because God can do it. God will make a way. Give me that old time religion, that transparent saints praying.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Good enough for my mama. Yeah. Midnight hour, she's standing there praising the Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I said, what is she thanking him for? But I didn't see it till tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
She saw it at midnight. I didn't see it till it came.
Yes, come on.
Come on now.
Oh, time religion is good enough for me. Hallelujah. Here in this scripture, I just want to raise 4 points in this scripture. To open a door for somebody to have a Pentecostal experience, then that first chapter of Acts, it says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem. In other words, don't give up. Don't turn around and stop praying, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water.
Mm-hmm.
But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Anybody tarrying for the Holy Ghost?
Oh, God.
I'm going to say that again. Anybody tarrying for the Holy Ghost? If you don't even know what tarrying for the Holy Ghost means, you tarry for the Holy Ghost. You say, Lord, I need for you to come upon me. Lord, I need for you to take possession of me.
Yes.
Lord, I need for you to have control of me. So I'm going to just tarry, and I'm going to wait until you come. Tarry for the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
The first point, they believed the promise.
Believed the promise.
They believed that the Holy Ghost had all power in his hand. They believed that the Holy Ghost could do the impossible.
Yes.
So they expected God. They expected God. I don't know what your various situations are, but whatever it is, expect God. Don't expect God to do what you think he's going to do. Just expect God. And then secondly, they waited
Yes.
For God's timing.
Mm-hmm. Read it.
The Bible says, when they therefore will come together, they ask of him, saying, Lord, would thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. That's what they say.
And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons,
yes,
which the Father had put in his own power. You don't need to say, Lord, how long? When are you going to hear my cry? Lord, when are you going to answer me? You don't need to know when he's coming. You just need to know that he is coming. And you need to know that when he comes, he'll be on time.
Always on
time. Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Never late.
Verse 8 says, but ye shall receive power.
Uh-huh.
After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Yes.
And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. It didn't say you will be lip service. It said you will be a witness when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you.
Uh-huh.
When the Holy Ghost is moving, you don't have to tell anybody that I've been with the Lord, because they will look at you and it says something about them. It's something different about them. It looks like something has got a hold to them.
Yes, sir, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost is taking control, you'll be a witness. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
The third thing that you find his disciples, his apostles, and his mother doing, they were on one accord.
One accord.
They were on one accord. The Bible says, Acts 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were all looking for the Holy Ghost. They were all expecting God to come in. They all had their mind stay on him. You say, well, preacher, sometime I'm all by myself. All my friends seem to have turned their back on me. Then you get in one accord with God Almighty and just stay there and wait until he comes.
Yes.
One accord, one mindset. Hallelujah. And number four, they were filled with the Spirit as they received it. They didn't quench the Spirit. They didn't avoid the Spirit. They didn't run from the Spirit.
All right now.
They let the Spirit have his way. You see, sometimes we get on our knees and start praying to Almighty God, and the closer he get to us, the quicker we want to get up.
All right, now say so.
Because if you stay there too long and it gets silent where you can't hear anything but whispers, I contend that I think some of us are afraid that God is about to speak to us.
Jesus.
Terry. Terry. Let go. Mm-hmm. Tell God to have his way.
Yes.
Let God do with you whatever he wishes. Mm-hmm. Open up your mind and say, Lord, take control. Have your way with me.
Yes, sir, God. Mm-hmm.
Talking about a Pentecostal experience.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And my Bible says,
yes.
And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Mm.
And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Filled with the Holy Ghost, able to speak in foreign tongues.
Yes.
They didn't know all of these different languages, but they could speak the way that they've always been speaking, but those who their voice fell on understood them in their own language. It's something that is impossible until the Holy Ghost makes it possible. Somebody is ready for a Pentecostal experience.
Yes.
Somebody is in need of a Pentecostal experience. Somebody is bound and don't know which way to turn. Somebody is bound and don't know how they're going to get out of what they're in. They don't see any way. There's no way that they can see how to get out of it, but they need a Pentecostal experience.
Yes, sir.
They need for God to come in and do the impossible. All things are possible if you can only believe.
Yes.
Amen.
If you would take the handcuffs off of Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
Stop blocking his way with your intellect. Stop trying to figure God out, because if you could figure him out, then it wouldn't be nothing to him.
All right now. Hey, go ahead, God. Have your way.
Let him have his way in you. Let him know that you're at your wit's end.
Wit's end.
And you need for God to take control. Now you're ready for a Pentecostal experience.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father.
If you need it, call on it. When you fall on your knees this day,
Jesus,
tell the Lord, I'm giving in to you, Lord.
Yes.
Tell the Lord, I'm expecting you.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Tell the Lord, I'm ready for you. Take control.
Take control.
Come on now.
Just expect God and tarry there until he comes.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Give me that old
time
religion. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for my mom.
Yes, sir.
And it's good enough for me. A Pentecostal experience. Is it waiting you? All you got to do is call on him. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the open door.
Yes, sir, Father.
Thank you, Lord, for the invitation to experience the very power that you made available to us when your son died on the cross.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for being patient with us. Thank you, Lord, for making yourself available when we cry. We need you, Lord.
Yes, God.
We love you, Lord. And right now we submit to you and we say, have your way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.